Daf Chaf Gimel. We got to the top line, the two dots. The Gemara says, "Biyom Tov Chamisha Biyom Kippurim Shisha." So we already learned the Mishnah, the different Yom Tovim. They're more aliyahs as it gets higher in the Kedusha. So the Gemara wants to know the Masnis in our Mishnah, money. Who authored our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Kiva. Couldn't be either one of these Tanaim. The Tani, the Brisa tells us that Biyom Tov Chamisha Biyom Kippurim Shisha B'Shabbes Shiva. That's consistent with our Mishnah. But the Brisa says, "Ain pochs in mahen, ain mosif in alayim." But you cannot diminish from this amount, and you can't add on either. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah said on Shabbos you can do asafas. Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot do asafas. So it can't be Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippurim Shiva, u'b'Shabbes Shisha. See, Rabbi Kiva says Yom Kippur is actually Shiva. He thinks it's a higher level. Now, this, by the way, in Machshava, makes sense. Rabbi Kiva was very much connected to Yom Kippur in many ways. His Yortai was Yom Kippur. He was killed in Yom Kippur. A lot of connections to Rabbi Kiva. So there might be some deeper Indian of him thinking Yom Kippur is a higher level than the others. But either way, he paskins Shiva on Yom Kippur, and Shabbos is only Shisha. And so we see, therefore, he can't be our Mishnah, because we say the opposite. 6 for Yom Kippur and 7 for Shabbos. But he does say, however, Ein poch simhen, you can't diminish from that amount of Al Mosif and Alem, you can add on. But so the Gemara concludes, the money, if Rabbi Shmuel authored our Mishnah, Kasha Tosefet. He says in the Brisa, you cannot do Hosafas. Our Mishnah says you can do Hosafas. And Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Kiva authored it, Kasha Shisha Veshiva, he has different orders. Shabbos and Yom Kippur have different amounts than our Mishnah. So who authored our Mishnah? So Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel." It was a Tana that was that really came from the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. He, the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, "Biyom Tov Chamisha, Biyom Kippurim Shisha, B'Shabbes Shiva, Ein Poch Samhan." You can't read less than that. Aval Mosif and Alem, you can add on to it. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah. It's very exactly the same halacha. So then the Gemara says, "But Takasha, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel." This Rabbi Shmuel here says you can do Hosafa. Rabbi Shmuel above said you cannot do Hosafa. So Takasha. Gemara says, "Trei Tanai, I'll leave with the Rabbi Shmuel." Rabbi Shmuel had a whole big base measures, and there's a machlokas of his Talmidim, what his opinion was, whether he allowed Hosafas or he did not allow Hosafas. Gemara now says, "Man Tana Laha." Who is the author of the following brisa? The Tanya Yom Tov Machrin Lavo, Umimharin Lotzes. Yom Tov, they used to get late to shul. Not that they got late, but they started, the start time was later than usual. So let's say during the week it was a 7 o'clock davening. So Yom Tov was an 8:30 davening, let's say. And Mimharin Lotzes, they leave early from shul on Yom Tov, could come go home to eat the suda. Yom Kippurim, Mimaharin Lavo, they'd come early because it was a long davening. Umimachin Lotzes, and they would leave much later because there's no place to run home to. There wasn't eating, of course. Ubishabbos, Mimaharin Lavo, they would start earlier on Shabbos davening. Umimaharin Lotzes, they also leave earlier because of they had a meal to go to. And there's a machlokas. I think it's a machlokas in the rush, maybe in Shabbos. There's a machlokas whether or not they actually, it's better to start davening earlier on than regular, or supposed to start davening later. This Gemara is mefurish that you're supposed to daven earlier on Shabbos, but there's an opinion, I don't remember what the different riots are, that you're supposed to start Shabbos later, or at least the davening starts later, which is what most shuls have anyways. So the Gemara says, okay, let's understand who authored this brisa. Lema Rabbi Kiva, maybe Rabbi Kiva is the one who authored this Mishnah, this brisa, disle gavra yesera, because Rabbi Kiva holds that on Yom Kippur, there's an extra aliyah on Yom Kippur, which is going to take an extra 5 minutes, but still, it's an extra aliyah. So that's why he thinks Yom Kippur, you have to start earlier. So Rabbi Kiva must author this brisa. That's why Yom Kippur starts so early and ends so late. Gemara says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel could be the author who holds that there are only 6 aliyahs, but he could still say that you start Yom Kippur earlier, davening earlier, and you end it later, the Nafish Shidur, the Yomim, because it's a very long davening. Nothing to do with the aliyahs. Aliyahs really are a very minimal effect on the rest of davening. It's because of the whole Seder Yom Kippurim that we say, and Musaf, and everything else, and so therefore, that's why it's a longer davening. Gemara asks now, Hani Shlosha Chamisha Veshiva Kenegin Mim. These days that we read 3 aliyahs, these days that we read 5 aliyahs, and those days that we read 7 aliyahs, who do they correspond? So we know there's really 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 aliyahs on different days. Gemara here asks only 3, 5, and 7. We'll get back later to the reason for 6. Tosfos on the top asks why don't they address number 4, and he answers the question because the 4 aliyah day was an obvious answer. But here the Gemara is asking why do we have some days that are 3 aliyahs, some days that are 5 aliyahs, and some days that are 7 aliyahs. So the Gemara says, "Pligi bar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chad da'amei u'mani Rabbi Shun ben Pazi." So Rabbi Yitzchak was arguing with one of his other Chabur members, let's say, and Rabbi Shimon was his name, and others say Amri la Rabbi Shun ben Pazi argued v'chad da'amei, one of his Chabur partners, u'manu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. Amrile, others say it's really Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, he was the one who argued. Okay, different versions of who the different parties who argued here. What did they say? That what was the machlokas? Chad Amar Keneged Birkas Kohanim. One says the reason why we have 3, 5, and 7 corresponds to Birkas Kohanim, which the first bracha is 3 words, the second bracha is 5 words, and the third bracha is 7 words to correspond to that. I'm not getting to reasons. You look at the Marsha. Marsha has different reasons why Birkas Kohanim is used as a model for the Aliyahs. And then the Gemara says Chad Amar Keneged Shlosha Shomer Asaf Chamisha Mireo Pnei Hamelach V'Shiva Roy Pnei Hamelach. So it's referring to different guards. It refers to Rashi and Tosfos Machlokes, which guards they're referring to. This also requires some hesber as to why this is being used as a model. But there are 3 guards and 5 guards and there are 7 guards, and that's the model for why we have 3 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs, and 7 aliyahs. Just look at Rashi quickly. Rashi says, I think, here we go. Rashi says, Chamisha Mareo Pnei Hamelach V'Shiva V'Roi Pnei Hamelach. Shiva, Haim, they're really 7. K'dechsev Shiva Sare Pras Umadai. Umehem, and of them, among them, there's Chamisha Chashuv, 5 very important ones. And Shlosha Shomei Tasaf. So Rashi's referring to the different guards that were in Achashverosh's kingdom. Tosfos takes issue with that. He's not so comfortable with Achashverosh being the model for Aliyahs. So therefore, he has a different approach. He refers to different psukim, Yirmiyah and Melachim, that are referring to Jewish Shomim.
Did Aliyahs start in Bava?
No, the Aliyah started in the Gemara and Baba Kama says, kind of, as really Moshe started off, that he said, Moshe, you can't go 3 days without hearing Torah. Ezra came along and made a Takana, they have to have 3 Aliyahs. And then they end up, everything got, they added on to that as well. He only said 3 Aliyahs, 1 Pasuk each, or 3 Pesukim for 1 Aliyah. I forget exactly, the Gemara has both days, I think.
Didn't start in Baba.
Did not start in Baba, started before that.
Leaning from the Torah.
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says now, Amrle Abai, right? That's what we're up to? No. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had the Brisa. He taught Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva, Shlosha Shomei Asaf, Chamisha Miro Pnei Melech, Shiva Roy Pnei Melech. So he used the model of the different guards. Amrle Abai. Abai says to Rav Yosef, Ad Ha'idna, my time of the Parish Lamar, why do you wait until now to finally tell us? I had this whole discussion. We didn't know what the Psha was. Why do you wait till now to tell us? So Mar, Amarle, lo have yadana the tzichas alei. I didn't know you needed me. I thought maybe you guys could figure this out on your own. Umi ba'isa minai milsav lo amri lechu. Did I ever need something from you and never told you before? I mean, had you really needed something, you should have asked me. You've asked me things in the past, so don't get upset at me that I didn't offer. You could have asked me like you've done in the past. Okay, interesting dialogue. I'm not sure the point of that. Amarle Yaakov minal Rav Yehuda. So we addressed why you have 3 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs, and 7 aliyahs, but why do some days, not some days, why does Yom Kippur have 6 aliyahs? What does the 6 correspond to? Amalei, Keneged Shisha Shamdu Mimino Shel Ezra, Vishishu Mismalo. That there are 6 people standing on the side of, on the right of Ezra, and there are 6 other people standing on the left. So to correspond to those 6, again, to understand why that serves the model, you have to look in the various parishim on the Gadata here, but we're not going to get into that now.
Should you do 12 then?
12?
Right. Left and right, should be 12.
So each, on the right side there are 6. Left side there are 6. That's we're not 13. Looking at the aggregate of all them, we're just doing each side. Why? I don't know. You have to look at the Mepharshim and the Gath. I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, how do we know that there are 6 on each side? But yeah, Mod Ezra so far on Migdal 8, who's standing on next to the tower, the wooden tower, Ashe also the Daber, that was some type of bima, platform to stand and speak. There are 6 people standing on his side. Ayamino on his right side. Umismal on his left side was Pidia, Mishal, Machaya, Vachashim, Vachashbadana, Zicharia, Mishalim. That's part of the Pasuk, I think, right?
Yeah.
Mishulam. Okay. So those are the 6 people on the left. So Gemara said, wait a second, if you count them, that's actually Hani Shiva. Those are 7 people, not 6 people on the left side. Gemara says, Hainu Zicharia, Hainu Mishulam. That's the same person. My Karu Meshulam, why was his name? It's really his name is Zechariah. Why did he give the nickname Meshulam? Jimisham Beovdel, everything that he did was complete. Rashi says, Tamim Bimaisav, that he had to earn such a nickname, so he had 2 names, not 1. Okay, either way, this is the source of 6 on each side, and therefore 6 aliyahs in Yom Kippur. Tanya Rabbanim. Hakol Olin Leminin Shiv. Everyone is allowed to be called up to the Aliyah to be mashlim the 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. Vafilu katan, vafilu isha, even a minor and even a woman. Aval Amru Chacham. The Chacham said she isha lo tikra b'Torah mipnei kavodat tzibur. A woman should not be called up to the Torah because kavodat tzibur. But this is again, this is the Gemara everybody quotes that although there are certain halachas and mitzvahs that a woman are allowed to do, but we have to sometimes invoke kavodat tzibur and it's inappropriate for them to do that. that just because women could wear tefillin in the mikvah, then you could find proof in a halacha that they're allowed to, that there's also certain principles we have to stand by, whether it be covered at tzibur or other types of things to weigh in. This is the starting gemara for that in women rights and women's performing mitzvahs. Gemara says, "I bayilahu maftir ma'u sheyala leminan shiva." When you call the maftir, the guy for the Haftorah, he reads the Maftir, we repeat those last few psukim. Does that count towards seven? You know, we know it doesn't. But maybe for, can it? The Gemara wants to know. Maybe you have six aliyahs, and then repeat the last few psukim, and that could be the seventh aliyah. So is that really good or not? So Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, they had a machlokas. Chadamar Ola, Chadamar Ein Ola. One says it does count, one says it does not count. Ma'andamar Ola, the one who says it does count, the Hakari, because he was called up, and he read from the psukim. So why shouldn't he be counted? Umadamar Eino Ola, the one who thinks he does not count, Kidula. Damar Ula Mipne Ma Hamaftir Binavi, Tsarh Shiukuba Torah Tchila. Why does the guy who reads Navi first have to be called up from the Torah? Mipne Kavod Torah. It's only because of Kavod Torah. V'chayim the Mishum Kavod Torah, Luminara Lo Salak. He was only called just to show that Torah is greater, to show a certain honor that he first should really read from the Torah before reading from the Navi. But he wasn't called to read from the Torah because he needed to read from the Torah. It was only there to allow him to read. It was a hechsher, if you will. It was a matir to allow him to read from the Navi. So therefore, that's why it doesn't count. So the Gemara says, Meisive asks the question of matir, the Navi lo yivchos me'asim ve'echad sukim connected shiva shikar v'torah. So we know the history was that at a certain point in time, the various governments did not let us read from the Torah. So we weren't able to read the parsha each week. So instead we read from the Navim, or Ksuvim. So we read 21 psukim, 3 psukim for each of the 7 aliyahs of the Torah. So 3 times 7 gives 21. You have to at least read 21 psukim in the Haftarah. So the Gemara says, so the connected to Shiva Shikar B'Torah, fine. V'im Misa, if it's really true that Maftir counts, then Maftir would really be the 8th aliyah. Esim V'Arba, you need 8 times 3. Would that be 24 psukim? We only require 21. So clearly, Maftir is not part of the count. Gemara says, Kevin de Mishim Kavod Torah, who since it's still, even though it's read as a Kavod Torah, not as one of the aliyahs, Kenegin Nami Lobai. Therefore, you don't need it. No, basically what it's saying is, even though Haftorah, the Maftir is really being read separately, it's only read as Kavod Torah, and you don't have to account for it when reading the Psukim in the Haftorah. Gemara says now on the top of Chaf Gimel and Beis Maskevla Rava. Rava asks Vahare Olo Sechem, so Safu Dulo Havu Asim Vichad Vikarinan, the parsha of Olo Sechem, which appears in Yirmiyah, which you read as one of the Haftorahs. I don't know which parsha, but we do read it, and the whole entire parsha that we read is less than 21 psukim. So we see that's not true. You don't only have to read 21 psukim, like we spoke about yesterday. That although really you're supposed to read at least 10 psukim when it comes to the various parshas from the Torah, we have an exception by Vav Malik. It's only 9 psukim. For Tzav, okay. So this is the Haftorah for Tzav. So how come that's less than 21 psukim? So answers the Gemara, Shiny Hasam, the Salik in Yana, because there the conversation, the topic was over. So sometimes if the topic's over, you could end it before 21 psukim. But if the topic goes on, you don't have to finish the entire topic. It's enough to just read the 21 psukim and then you could stop right there. This particular case was a shorter topic and you could end it even before 21 psukim. Marsim Hecha de Lo Salik in Yana. Lo, is it really true that when the topic is not over, the Lo Salik, where it's not complete, Lo, you're not allowed to end before 21 psukim? You have to read at least 21 psukim. V'ha'am Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Zimnin, Sagin, Havi, Kamina, Kamid, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shmuel testifies that many times he was standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. V'chihava Karina Asar Psuke, when I read, or someone read 10 psukim, Amrlan, he said to us, Apsuke, Malcolm, Apsuke, you should stop. 10 psukim is enough. Don't you need 21? The Gemara says, Malkum Sheesh Turguman Shiny. In a place where there's a Turguman, a guy translating in Aramaic, all the Psukim, that's different. Why? How do we know at least? The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Lo Shana Elba Malkum Shein Turguman. The only time that you're required to read 21 Psukim from the Tanakh, from Nach rather, is only when there is no Turguman. But in a place, Malkum Sheesh Turguman, Posek, you could stop after 10 Psukim. Rashi explains why that is, because Tircha LeTzibur, it's Tircha LeTzibur to have 21 psukim in Hebrew and then 21 psukim in Targum. That's a lot for the Tzibur. Therefore, we only do 10 psukim in Hebrew and 10 psukim in Aramaic. The Chori should really do 11 psukim in Hebrew and 11 psukim in Aramaic, but they say 10 and 10. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now. Ein porsin al Shema. You don't do porsin al Shema. What's porsin al Shema? There's a big machlokas, we showed him what it means, but let's take Rashi's pshat. Rashi says on the top three lines down in Porsin al Hashema, Minin habal lebeis knesses la'achas shikara tibur as Hashema. 10 people walk in late. The tibur already had said Shema. Baruch Hu, really more importantly. Omer Echad v'Omer Kadvishu Baruch Hu. This is a riot, by the way, that you say Kadosh before Baruch Hu, like the Svardim, not Ashkenazim, that you say Kadosh first, and then you say Baruch Hu. U'Brach HaRishonah v'Shibur Kriyashma. And that's Porsen Lashon Shema, Chatzi Adavar. You say half, you do a half type of Shema. Just the first Baruch Hu, just to get Baruch Hu in, and Shema. That's Porsen Al Shema, according to Rashi. V'ein over in Lefnei HaTeva, you also can't go in front of the Teva, the Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur can't go in front of the Teva. We'll have to see what this all means. It's referring to a minyan. Well, I'll just say it now to make it clear. All these things that we're listing is all the requirement for a minyan. So you can only do Porsen Al Shema if there's a minyan. If you have less than a minyan, you can't do that. If you have less than a minyan, you can't have a Shliach Tzibur lead the Tzibur. V'ein nosnes akapem, if there's no minyan, you can't do Birkas Kohanim. V'ein karim b'Torah, you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. Ein maftim b'navi, you need a minyan. Ein osin maimid u'moshav. What does that refer to? To Rashi explains when it comes to the halachas of a mace, when you're carrying the mace to be buried, you have to do the stopping seven times, and so during the whole process, you stop and go, stop and go. So that thing, you need a minyan to do that as well. Then the Mishnah says, "Vein omer birchas avelim." You need 10 people for the birchas avelim. The Gemara will explain. But tanchumi avelim also requires 10 when you come back, when they're returning back from the base kfaros. The people stand in the line. You need 10 people for that shura. That's called birchas. The tanchumi avelim and birchas chasanim. When it comes to shever brachos, you also require 10. Vein mezamnim b'shem pachas masar. You don't say elokeinu in benching unless you have 10 people. Ubekarkos. When it comes to assessing the value of a karka that someone made hektesh, you need 10 people. You need tisha v'kohen v'adam kiyotzi behen. You need, if you want a person wants to redeem it, you have to assess the value, how much money a person needs to pay for the value for that karka to go to chulin. So for that case, you need 9 people and 1 kohen, and then someone kiyotzi behen. The Gemara is going to explain what that exactly means. So again, what I recall that means is that you need 9 and a kohen for the karka, and I think when you're redeeming an adam, when you're redeeming a person who became hektesh, that also requires 9 plus a kohen. So the Gemara says, "Menahan nemila." How do I know you need 10 people for all these dvarim shebekedusha? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Baba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kar. The pasuk says, "V'niktashi besoch b'nei Yisrael kol davar shebekedusha lo yeh pachas me'asara." Every davar shebekedusha requires 10 people. That's besoch b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? My mashma, where do you see from the pasuk v'niktashti that there's 10 people there? So the Gemara explains, the Tani Rabbi Chiya Asya, by Rabbi Chiya, whenever you see Tani Rabbi Chiya was the Talmud of Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put together all the different Mishnayos. So anytime you see Tani Rabbi Chiya, it means that he learned this Brisa, Rabbi Chiya, had a Mesorah from Rabbi. Even though Rabbi did not put this particular Brisa in the Mishnah, this did have, it was part of the Kabbalah they had, it was considered a good Brisa. Not every Brisa is considered part of the Kabbalah. Sometimes we throw them out, but when it says Tani Rabbi Chiya, it means it was part of the Mesorah. So what was the Brisa Rabbi Chiya had? Asya toch toch, there's a Gzer Shav, it says toch in one place, it says toch in another place. Ksiv Hach, it says in one place here, v'nikdashi besoch b'nei Israel, when it comes to Dabrak Shep Kedush, you need toch. But what does toch mean elsewhere? Ksiv Hasim, it says elsewhere, hivdilu mi toch ha'eda, what's that referring to? What's the context there? Right? Korach, right? If toch, you took toch, you took them from mitoch, from the kal. V'asya eda eda, so it says eda by Korach, v'ksiv Hasim ad masav eda ra'azos. So it comes referring to Miraglim. So Malahal Nasara Afkan Nasara. So just like the Miraglim were 10, so to here the Miraglim were 10. So from some interesting things when it comes to minyan that's learned from this source here, one thing is, who's allowed to be part of a minyan? Can you have a guy who's a Mamash Nam Haaretz, a Russia? Can they count this part of the minyan?
Yeah.
So the Rav Moshe has a riot from this. The fact that Miraglim, the 10 Miraglim, were, you know, end up being, Rishayim, whatever the category you give them, so therefore any other standard could be used for minyan. It's not so clear that everybody agrees to that. Really, it brought down the halacha. Someone who's Michal Shabbos before Hesir really shouldn't be part of the minyan. Nowadays, things might be different, though. We might be more makel. Everyone's considered Tinok Shenishba, even if they are Michal Shabbos before Hesir, not so pashut. Another interesting thing that comes out of here is that there's a halacha. The Gemara says, the end of bracha is that Rabbi Lazar was once Meshachar Avdo. He freed his slave in order to be Mashim for the minyan. And why, so how could you do that? There's an iser to be the olam behem tavodu. You have to always enslave your slaves. Yeah, you can never let them go free. So how is he able to do this? The Gemara says mitzvah shiny. The mitzvah is a shiny for the purpose of a mitzvah of the minyan. You're allowed to free the avid. You could be docha the asay for the purpose of the minyan. What's the purpose of the minyan? What's the mitzvah of the minyan? There's an iser deraisa to free the slave to accomplish what? To accomplish a minyan, which is only derabanan. So the rush in the back seems to indicate that the Dvar Shebekdusha, B'minin, is considered Din Daraisa. That's what he seems to indicate. Not so clear that that's true, but still, that's a rush they point out there. Gemara now says, "Bein osin, maimin Moshe pasara." You don't, when it comes to the seven stops along the way, when you're bringing the mace to be buried, you stop seven different times. So you need a minion to accomplish that. So Gemara says, "Kaven de bai lemeima." Amdu yikar mamudu shivu. Let's get the pasuk in the side for a second. This pasuk's found in Vayikra. No. Where's that pasuk here? I don't see the pasuk on the side here. I have a lot of pasukim here. It's not that one. Let me find it on the side. I'll look on the side of the Masifta. They should probably have this here. Okay, the pasuk. Here we go. I got it. Imdu yikarim amodu. It's not a pasuk, I guess. Okay. I thought they were quoting a pasuk. It was Masoras Hashas. It wasn't in the pasuk. Okay. Gemara says, "Imdu yikarm amudo shivu yikarm shivu." So they say, "Stand up, you precious one, stand up." Now they say, "Sit down." B'tzir me'asara lav orach ara. It's inappropriate to have less than 10 people doing this, being matriach, this back and forth. You don't call yikarm if they're less than 10 people, they're not considered chasha people. So based on this statement, how they would articulate to the people to stop and go, stop and go, the lashon yikarm, that indicates you need to have 10 people to be considered yikarm. Okay, the Gemara now says further, Vein omrim birchas aveilim bebirchas chasanim, you need 10 people for those, my birchas aveilim. What's birchas aveilim? Birchas ruchava, the bracha that they would say in the street. The amr of Yitzhak, amr of Yochanan, birchas aveilim ba'asara, vein aveilim min aminim, birchas chasanim ba'asara, v'chasanim min aminim. When it comes to the birchas aveilim, the bracha that they would say in the streets to the aveilim, so the aveilim are not included as part of the minim, as opposed to when it comes to Sheva brachos, the chasan is considered part of the minim. Rashi quotes the whole nusach of what bracha they would actually say there in the Dibur Mascha in Aveilim. You can look there for the nusach. But that bracha, the Aveil, does not count as part of the minim. Vein mezamin al mazim b'shem pachas me'asara. Also, when you do benching, when you do a zimim, you can only say Elokeinu if you have 10 people. Why? Gemara says, Kevin debay lemeimar nivarach le'elokeinu, but se me'asara lav aruch aruhu. It's inappropriate to say Elokeinu if you have less than 10 people there. Further, Gemara says, "Vakarkalos tisha v'koin v'adam kiotzi behem." Minani mila. How do you know you need 10 people and one of them being a kohen for assessing the value of a karkar that became hektish? Amar Shmuel asara kohanim k'suvim b'parsha. It says the word kohanim 10 times in probably the end of Vayikra b'chukosai where they discuss erichin. So it says that kohanim 10 times. Sechad l'gufei, one for the need for one kohen. V'idach havimir achamir vein mir achamir ela l'rabos. So every time it says Dafka Kohen, the Kohen limits anybody else. But once you have a Kohen and a Kohen, those are two limiting words. So we have a concept, Ein Mir Achamir El Rabos. So therefore, you keep including more people, non-Kohanim, you keep including Tisha Yisraelim. So again, the first time the word Kohen appears, you need a Kohen. The next 2 times it appears, since it's a Mir Achamir, that means you actually are coming to include something. You can include even a non-Kohen as the 9. Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'im v'chamisha kohanim v'chamisha yisraelim. If you do the math, it really turns out to be 5 and 5, because number 1 is for the kohen. 2 and 3 are supposed to be for Yisrael. The next one should be a kohen again, and the next 2 for amir achamir. So doing that kind of math, it ends up being 5 and 5. It really should be 5 kohanim, 5 yisraelim. The Gemara ends in a kasha here. There's an interesting tosus here, I remember here. Oh yeah, this. You see the small tosus here? Diba maschal asar kohanim. Tosa says, Kasha li amai lo bayachar asar de'ein basin shakol b'chol davar shutali shomer b'shikol adas. So the halacha is, he has a kasha, that there's a concept of based in shakol. You look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, talking about based in shakol. Exactly. You always need an odd number because then you could get stuck with a tie. So you always need an odd number. So how come here there's no odd number? That's his question, yes.
No answer.
No answer. There's a lot of lumdus here. I'm trying to remember what it is exactly. The Rav Mishas Yabetz talks about this. Where the shikol das, I don't remember how this applies here, but they're required not shikol das. When it comes to based in shakol, the need for an odd number, is that simply because you need a result, otherwise you'll get stuck in a tie? Or is it even that's the definition of a bezdin? Regardless of what needing a result or not, this particular case, you don't really need a result here at all. So that's why there's no result. It's just going, you need 10 people to get together. They're not really voting on it. They're just coming to have one conclusion here. They're not saying yes or no. So they're coming to one conclusion. So the question of Tosafot is very strange. I understand when it comes to Basin of 23, where you're judging somebody guilty or innocent. So you need a Basin Shakel. You need to have a Ain Basin Shakel. You can't have an even number. You have to have an answer. But here, what's the need to have an odd Bezdin? So that's why we don't have an Adbeznir. It's okay to have 10 people. But Tosas is a very assumption that the fact that he says one should really have an odd number here, it seems to indicate that having an odd number is not about having a result. It's about, that's the definition of a Beis Din. Beis Dins have to be odd numbers. So that's his question. He doesn't have an answer. But the answer is very simple, that no, it's not the definition. Having an odd numbered Beis Din is not a definition of a Beis Din. It's only when you need to have a certain result and an answer, not a tie. And here you don't need that. Okay, the Gemara now says at the end, we'll do the last few lines before the Mishnah, Adam Kiyotze Behen. The Mishnah told us when it comes to a person who is someone who assessed the value of a person and made it hektish, the same halacha applies. So what does that mean? Adam Mikadash is a person? You can't be maktish a person. A person doesn't become hektish. So Amar Abohu Ba'omer Dimei Alai. A person says, no, I can't be maktish this person. But whatever value that person has, I am going to take upon myself to give that to hektish. So then you need to assess it. The Tanya Ha'omer Dimei Alai. Shaman Oso Kevit, you assess him like an Evid. Like an Evid would be sold in a shuk. How much money would he go for if he were to be sold as an Evid? The Gemara says, Evid iskish lekarkal. So the hekish, Evid is like a karkal. Dichsiv v'snachaltim osam levnechem acharechem lereshes achuza. So we hear in the pasuk here that we're comparing avadim to achuza, to karka, and therefore just like karka requires 10 people, one of which are kohanim, so too when it comes to assessing a person, the demay of a person, you have to have 10 people, one of which is a kohen. Okay, stop here. A little earlier. You like that, Nachum?